Okay, we're holding on a few lines from the bottom of Lamed Zayin Amid Aleph. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines from the bottom that the Mishnah said that Ben Kotten put in extra faucets in the kiyor. Ben Kotten also shneim osor dods lekiyor that used to have only two, it said in the Mishnah. We learned in the Tosefta, right, that Ben Kotten made 12 Kadesha Yu Shneim Osir Ochiv HaKoyhanim HaSukin Bitomin. We had earlier in the Mishnah on Dav Chav Hei that there were 13 Kohanim that used to be in the Avodas HaTomid, and before they did the Avodin, we had a whole thing in the Mishnah. Exactly, each one, what they did, what they carried, and what they did. So the Shoichet, so why it says in the Mishnah, it seems to be a contradiction to our Gemara. There it said there were 13 Koyhanim. So why over here did he, see, we're holding on Lamed Zayin, Amid Aleph. See it there? Lamed Zayin, Amid Aleph, the bottom. So why does it say here only 12? No, on the bottom, Lamed Zayin, Amid Aleph, 4 lines from the bottom. Okay. Right. So he made 12 faucets to make Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim. Where did he come up with the 12? So the Tosefta says, because there were people who worked with the Talmud. Well, this seems to stand in contradiction to the Mishnah on Daf Chav Hei, that there were 13 people who worked with the Talmud. Right. So why did he only make 12? He should have made 13. So the Rambam, in Pirush HaMishneh tells us that one of the 13 was the Shoichet of the Karban Talmud. And the Shoichet doesn't need Rechitzas Yodayim V'Raglayim because Shechita is Ksheira Bizar. So that's why he only made for 12, because Shechita is Ksher Bizar. Well, we spoke out a while ago that even if Shechita is Ksher Bizar, that's only if a Zor does it, then it's not an Avoida. But we brought a Raya from a Gemara in Yevamos that if a Koyin does the Shechita, it does have the value of a, and the strength of an Avoida. And that's why we said on Shabbos only a Kohen could do it. L'fishitas Rashi. L'chayr, if the Kohen does it, b'tayrus avoida, he should need a Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim. Therefore, I think if you look in the Rabbeinu Chananel on Amud Beis, when he's mefarish the Gemara, he says, because the Shoichet would wash his hands before. Everyone would line up to wash their hands later. So therefore, that's why he only made 12. He wasn't counting the Shoichet. So I think the Rabbeinu Chananel would be, according to that Rashi of Mesechtos Yevamos, a good shtickel tere, that we would have it. So that they could do it bevasachas. So therefore, right? Now, why is it a big thing? You ever went to camp? You used to line up to wash. What's the big thing of Bevas Achas? Why would they have to do it Bevas Achas? So some Rishonim say in the Piskei Arid and others, they say, because just like on the Kevesh, it would be a fight, or maybe a Ketota, who goes first? But the Siach Yitzchok says, well, there's a Din Mitzad the Karban of Zrizim Magdimen. So the quicker you can get the job done is the quicker. See, that would be a reason everyone should do it Vazar, because they could do the Karban quicker. Or maybe that's why there would be a Ketota, because they wanted to do Azriza Magdim Limits. Tone! Right? Before there was this Takona of Ben Kotten. Shachres Bimilua, when there were only two. So therefore, Mekadish Yod of Aragla min Ha'elyot. Arviz b'yiridasai. If the water went down, Mekadosh v'yodo v'raglov min ha'tachtoin. So it's not clear, right? It's mevuya from over here that at the time when it was only two, they were not zeh b'tzad zeh. So therefore, it would only be two. Right. I don't know exactly where Barkotten did his and why they would have to wash again in the afternoon, but that's the case. So the Mishnah. Va'afu also muchni l'kiyor, which my muchni, what is the muchni? Omar Abaye Gilgalo Tahavi Meshakale. It would go up and down, and it would be like some sort of contraption which would make the kiyor go underneath, which we said in order that it should not be a compulsal belina. Munbaz HaMelech also kol yodis hakelim. At least Pashtus we're talking about in the Mishnah Shel Yom HaKippurim shows off. I just have like a little my own question here. Why that he made it shows off? I guess it doesn't bother us. En kateger nasas haneger. So the Morish says, Fake the Gemara Navdinu Lidi Dehu Dizov. So look at the last Rashi on the Omid. Lidi Dehu Likeli. He could have made the whole Keli. Yeah. Seems like there's a question about where this Rashi. So once he made to make the cut, the Yadai Zov, he should have made the whole Keli Zov. Right. Now, really, we must point out, was there a din, what the kelim should be made from, and what material in the Beis HaMikdash? So there's a Gemara, Masechtas Menachos, Daf Chof Ches Amid Beis, that all the kelim could be made from any metal. But still, they used to use only kesem and zov, because ein anius bemokem ashirus. Right? Right. I don't know. We have to just know what would be. So if you could make it, if you can make it gold, he went and he made it gold. So we turned the page. So why didn't he make the whole kli into gold? Be yodois sakinim zokrashi. She efshalasi sakinim atzman shel zov. Zov is a very soft kind of metal. So if you have to cut Beduchke de Sakino, it shouldn't be gold, and therefore, I guess that's the reason. So he made the handle into gold. Frank the Gemara Kasha Mesve Afu Osa Kane Kalim. It says in a Braisa Kane Kalim, they used to have special stands to hold the Kalim. For oigne kelim, or different things that weren't a stand, it was like something you inserted the keli in. For yodois kelim, and the handle of the keli. For yodois sakinim shol yom hakipurim shol zov. So we see, we differentiate and we say them separately, the yad of the sakin from the yad of the kelim. So how could you say that he was talking about the yad of a sakin? Torgum abaye. He learned up the braise, bekutzo denargi v'chatzine. It's talking about on the axes. It doesn't mean sakinim. The axes and the sickles that they were made like sakinim, so therefore can't be made from zov because it wouldn't be good. Yeah. But then I have a very good question. If he made Agne Kalim and the bosses from the Kalim, so why don't we ask on that itself, why didn't he make the Kalim? Back to the original Kasha. Right? Okay, I don't know, that's a very good question. And this is a question that's asked by the Tosis Yeshonim. on the side of the Gemara, the Tos Yishonim asks, V'im Toimar, Kanei Kelim, V'ugnei Kelim, Gufayu Tikshiloch, Levdu Lekelim Gufayu Shalzov, Yesh Loimar Shem Yitchilo Hoyu Shalzov, HaKelim Atzmon, V'yiragilim Laza Kelim V'oignin, P'chusim in Gufakli. And then afterwards they did it this way. But in Yadakli, would not be, would be mashma, would be shver to learn, would be shver to learn that he did it backwards. Kaponim, as I come to his from the Gemara. Freg the Gemara Hilini, Imoi, Oso, Nivreshes. Let's try to do this next Gemara good. Hiloina, Imoi, Oso, Nivreshes, Shalzov. What is Nivreshes there? What does Art Scroll say? Nivreshes. The third, fourth line of the Gemara. Hileni imoi osso nivreshes. I'd love to hear the English word of nivreshes. Like some sort of a window, a sparkler. The fourth, fifth line from the top of Lamed Zayin Amud Beis. Yeah.
His mother made a golden candelabra, and placed it over the entrance of the Eichel.
Yeah, but it's interesting. The Gemara is not going to be mashma. It was a candelabra. Why? Toneh b'shosha chama. Do they have a footnote on candelabra?
No.
Ooh. Toneh b'shosha chama zayrachas. It would light up the nefreshes. I guess because it was a golden, it's not the light of the nefreshes. It was a type of metal that was put up right at the entrance, so when the sunlight would come in, it would sparkle. And from that, Vakoil Yoidin, they would all know, Shehigi Azman Krishma.
That was the sign of the Netz.
It was the sign of the Netz Hachamu. Zogt Rashi. It's good for you, Rabbi Chanan. Shegi Azman Kriyishma. Kidetanyim b'misachtes brochis daf kofov omed alev. Mitzvoso im ha-Netz Hachamu. Mitzvoso im ha-Netz Hachamu. What are you supposed to say by Netz? What do they do in your minyan?
Shmoneh
Esrei. Everyone knows Netz the Shmoneh Esrei. All right, here Rashi is telling us they had a special sign, and when it became Netz, they would have that signal, and they would be Higi Azman Kriyas Shma. Halishteto. Zog di Gemara Meisvei, but I have a kashe. Hakoires Shema Shachris Im Anche Mishmar. That means there was always a group of Kahanim that were part of the Mishmar that were in charge of that way. And if someone learns the Kriya Shema B'Anche Maimit, that there were people from Klal Yisrael whose job was to stand around the Korban Tomim. Yes. Right, so therefore, Hakayah Shema B'Shachuzim Anche Mishma Manche Maimid Lo Yotza Mipnei Shanche Mishma Mashkimin. Because they said it earlier, Manche Maimid Ma'achim. So how could you see that in the Beis Hamikdash they weren't so tied to the clock, and they didn't do it exactly on time? Omar Abaye, there were other people in the Beis Hamikdash, Lishar Amo di Yerushalayim. So what's going on over here? Zokt Rashi. שאנשי משמר, שהכהנים, שהעבודה מוטלת עליהם, מקדימים לקרוסו קודם היום, שמו תמשך עליהם העבודה, וימנו לקרוס. I don't know. So he says that the Kohanim leaned it even before Nets, which was like the people who have the Minyanim before Netzach.
No, because we do it like a few minutes before Netz, and then we say Netz.
No, but I'm saying, but I'm not going with that, but he's saying, but Anshe Mayim, but it says in the Mishnah, in the Gemara, Lo Yotzah.
How much before? That's his question.
Lo Yotzah.
How much before?
Oh. You have to see what does it mean. Loyot v'anche maimit yisrael loim the mishlil zayir alkavon shenam atishmu lakali mitzvah shiyu b'shamer boim the malkabonim hachi darshu b'simachren likrois ad klois avoides adomit elamayim for the gemara l'sham abom ba'azore loydias man kriyishma. So this is a very gemara that comes in to the side. So let's see what does it mean loyotzo. So what they were doing. Incorrectly, these Kani, the Kani were doing things that was not allowable. So let's see first Taisvis, then we'll come back to the other Rishayne.
Doesn't the Mishnah say before that they used the Hegar Mizrach?
They used to get up. Hebron, that was. But that was, I guess, maybe only Kippah. I don't know. I hear. I don't know. We have to see about that. So let's, before, we'll see Toisvis in a second. It's a very important Toisvis, longer Toisvis. But before we see the Toisvis, what is the Porshi Pshat? Hakol Yoidim Amar Abaye Lejar Amo de Yerushalayim. So before we see, we have to see the Gemara. You see the Gemara, that Netzach Amo is this man for Kriyashma. So the Meforshim ask a good kasha, exactly how we said the kasha. That the kasha is, right, we're going to see it in Tosfos. Right. Haloi mashmush es man kriyishma is with Netzach Amo. But the Gemara in Brochas daf teso mit beis, ik es man kriyishma hainu koidem Netzach Amo. Sherei Vosikin used to be Goymer. They were finished the Kriyishma by Netzach Amo. So Kadesh Yismach Gula Litvila, that's by Netzach Amo. Because we learn it from a Pasuk in Te'ilim, Yerucha Im Shemesh. We'll have to see the Teres. We'll have to see Toisvis. Now what about this Anche Mishmar? So Rashi says, Le Yotza. It's Mashman Anche Mishmar. Einem Yotzim Klal. So we're going to have to see that lo yotzei yedei chayvasai doesn't always mean lo yotzei yedei chayvasai. Lo yotzei yedei chayvasai means mamushe min amufchar. Yeah, we'll have to see about that. But let's see the Tosfos. We'll do as much of the Tosfos as we can carefully. Tosfos divra maschal omar abaya. V'teima da abaya gufei omar bepeir kama de brochis daf tes omid beis. Kriyishma kivosikin dam rav yechanan. How do we have late minyani? Why marid vasikin nami moide dismane ad gimel shoyes? Aval pisho imamarin lekroisim anetzachama. They do that al tchib of mitzvah. Chay marvek misham eisai. Abay ilay nogel a krishma. Alla zomel chanes, go seeking, the lismo gula tfila. Umen adin zman krishma maschul ka acherim. Venimshach zman ad gimel shoyis. Al shesiga magdim la mitzvah. Umashkim in le kreise, kadei she tfila biyoy machanets. Old Taisvitz, Chay marvek misham eisai. It's all tumul awareness, it's not so pashut. But then there's a gishmak apart in Tosfos. There's a very interesting Gemara. Yeah. I just want to see the Rabbeinu Tam. If we get into the Tosfos. So what's our main question? How did they say Kriya Shema
before
it's Mashma the Vasikin used to say Kriya Shema before the Nets? And our Gemara's Mashma is supposed to say Kriya Shema with the Nets. So if we look in the Tosfos, I want to point it out where you should look in the Tosfos. There's something very interesting. In the Tosfos Amid Beis, I'm going to tell you where to look. Right, that's what Tosfos is saying, yeah.
Gemara says,
where's the Rabbeinu Tam in the Tosfos? Hold on. For Rabbeinu Tam, if you look, it's the last word on the line. Verabenu tam pirish. See that?
Yeah, I see it.
See that?
Next
agoy is vitziyunim. Let's concentrate on this Rabbeinu Tam. So Rabbeinu Tam is trying to address. Here it's mashma. They said kriya shma with the nets. And the Gemara in Brachas is mashma. They said kriya shma before the nets. Rabbeinu Tam pirish this man kriya shma havi achar. Hanetz Achama. That means with the Netz Achama. Not like they did it in the Gemara and Brachas. Kemas Nisan Dehoche. Ukareb Shimon and Brachas. Aye, these people who are called the Vosikim guys. Val Yosikin Oyu Memarim Shaloi Kedin Koidem Hanetz Achama. According to Rabbi. Not because it was this man, but b'shvil choyves atvilo, kidei lismoich ke'ulo letvilo, shetehei im shemesh. I don't know. So I don't know, there's a conundrum here. You're supposed to im dumdumei chama. So therefore,
how could
there be such a din if it's shaloi kedin? V'af al gaf de tvilo is keneget midam tiknum, so they should have been able to even daven before the nates. There's still a such a din. I don't know. I knew the parach, the perik tefilas hashacha. That they learned the prayer tefillas hashacha v'reminu mitzvah se manetz hachamo k'dei she yismu gul ha-pirish t'loi ha-tchatzois alma de'ikar chavivas ha-tefillas b'shas ha-nes u'lo'ochi koirin kriyish ma'ashe loy k'din. I know what it means, she loy k'din b'shvil chavivas ha-tefillah u'lo'ochi loy parach le'gabi kriyish ma Show your day, you show your coronation like a dimish full chavivis. Umamire and Isa Koydens Mano, Shuach and Aitzak Maslisan, Krep Shimichal Mishum Brokab. For kosher, to mitzvosim and Isa Kamo. Mashma does a ik a mitzvah kriishma. For loy, not that it's shalaikadin. Taisa slaps back at Rebatainu Tam. Void. If you're going to learn of Yechanan that they did shalaikadin. For kosher loyma shalayalo gabai do basro. Me Rabbeinu Tam Pirish. So it looks like this davening Vasikin is not like on the minute of a seeking, and with the thing exactly when to do Kriya Shema, Zelo Pashut Ma'od, and we have to see this Toisvis. We have to see the Shulchan Aruch. Yeah, what is this? It's a very, very complicated Inyan, and this is the place to look when it comes.
Vasikin itself is very complicated because Vasikin would depend upon the elevation of where you are.
Right, where you are, but.
The weather, right.
Right, Zokdev Afhi, let's see the Gemara later. So that's what we'll have to go over, and we'll have to see maybe a separate shiur on what would be this din. It's just interesting when it says Lo Yotza Yidechai Vosai, it doesn't mean Lo Yotza Yidechai Vosai. The Ramban says in the beginning of Masechta Brochas that wherever it says Lo Yotza Yidechai Vosai doesn't mean Legamri. It means lat lechatchila, and he brings rayas about Rabbi Gamliel loy oimer kosh loy oimer shloish advarim elu by Pesach loy yotzi dechay vosai. The Rabban says it doesn't mean loy yotza. Yeah, which chavos over there? Tzitzis Mitzrayim or achilas matza that was we spoke about. Now va'afi yosa tavla for parshas soito. So the Gemara brings a machloikis a mesechtes gittin shma mino. Koisvin Megillah Litinik Lislamid Ba. Are you allowed to write one separate parsha for to learn from it? Which is really a machloikis. Amar Eshlokish Mishum Rabbianai. Be'alif Beis. No. She didn't write Aleph Beis here, Rashi says, doesn't mean Aleph Beis. Oisius shel roshe tevis. It was written in code. Really, you're not allowed to write a separate parsha. The only reason you're allowed to write it is with roshe tevis. And that's why they did it. Meisvei. Kishu koisiv, roya ve koisiv, masher kosuv betavlo. It's mashman the braise was written out bimiluoi. Eimer roya ve koisiv, masher kosuv in the tavlo. So therefore, he would write out the Megillah Seite. Meisvei. That's what Amora means. Maybe it was written Barosha Tevis. I set up my own teretz on the Gemara that you weren't writing the parsha of the Torah. You were just writing, it happens to also be in the Torah. Meisvei kishu koisiv roya v'koisiv mashakos betavlim shochavi shoyscho imloi shochavim sotiso imloi sotis. So what's the Morris Kasha? Another Kasha. When he writes it, and its mashma was written, Hosam Beseirugin. It wasn't written legally. It was written Beseirugin. So Grash, Im Loishochev Achrov, Rosh Tevis. Im Veski Satisa Achrov, Rosh Tevis. So it was written out in different ways, so you didn't have the issue of writing out the Megillah. Parashiyos. MMA law. Now, what is this din? Why is there an isser to write the Torah, Parashiyos, And why are we making it? What's going on here? The mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah is Omar Rabbe, Gemara in Sanhedrin. Avol Pishani Chlodamotz is a mitzvah. V'ato kisvu lochem es hashira hazois. Kisvu lochem es hashira hazois. So the Rambam says, so how do you know there's a mitzvah to write the whole Torah? If the Torah says, V'ato kisvu lochem es hashira hazois, so just write hazino. So the Loshna Rambam is, Ein loymar sheyichdoiv rak parsha shiras hazino, sharei ein koisvin es ha-toira parshiyos parshiyos. So when the Torah says, v'alto kisvu lachem es ha-shir ha-zayis, in a backhanded way, the Torah is telling us write the whole Torah. So it's famous that the Shagas Aryeh says, if according to the man, the Omar koisvin megillah latinik lislamed bo, so now this tzal of our Gemara, that you can write a separate parsha. So then maybe it goes back, and now you only have to write parshas hazinu. Take the Shagas
Aryeh.
Our Gemara would turn everything on its head. So once we did it, and then you would do it that way. I don't know, it's a geshmak kasher from the Shagas Aryeh.
I'm writing the
Parsha
of the Seita, isn't it the whole Parsha?
Yeah.
Kind of
that's not that Parsha, it's a Parsha. Huh? You're not allowed to write separate Parshas.
No, I'm saying, aren't we supposed to write the Seita
for the Seita? I am, right, yeah. So it's just interesting. It says you write a Parashat Tevis. There's a big tumult in Hilchis Sfiras Haimer. If